Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your beauty and your wonderful source that we can draw from, tap in, walk conscious of at all times, and so enjoy kingdom realities and our inheritance as children of the Most High God. And yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day so that we can fulfill our roles in every area and whatever we're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, my sweetie, you want to read that?
We are reading Colossians 3 from verse 22 to 25. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever your task, work heartily as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there's no partiality.
Hallelujah. This word, your slaves and slave masters and masters, that's was the old term for workers. You know, you we workers, and then slave masters, say the bosses. So what it's the Lord is telling us, we must stay in tune, we must stay being his ambassadors, we must stay being his light givers, his love givers, his lights in the darkness, because that's a way we get inheritance, that's a way we experience the Lord, we pursue peace with all men and holiness, and we see the Lord, he comes through for us, he's a living reality. And then the wrongdoers, those others that aren't waking up, they will reap the consequences. When you're doing the wrong things, you're busy with the wrong things, you're in a bad place. You know, we can say that often. We say to people, man, you sowing wrong things, you're going to reap the wrong things. But now we're not so consistent in seeing, man, stay in the boundaries, abide in the vine. Stay in the light as he's in the light, and you'll be blessed, you'll be watched over, you'll be protected, you'll be provided for. So you've got to be consistent. The truth works both ways. You're thinking wrong things, you're doing wrong things, there's repercussions. But in your thinking, and you're tuned into the right source, and you're doing the right things, there is blessings. So that's the way it is. And one of the biggest things, we got that scriptures that says that the Holy Spirit will convict the people in the world for sin, judgment, and righteousness. And we know that's what we experienced at one time. We were convicted because of sin, because we didn't believe in Jesus. And we were convicted of judgment because the devil was judged and we were still busy with sin. And we were convicted of righteousness is because we weren't in righteousness. We weren't busy with the righteous king and the righteous kingdom and the right thinking and the right attitude and action. But now, as children of God, we are believers. And so the Holy Spirit has opened up truth. He's taken us beyond the problem, from sin to righteousness. He's taken us from judgment to mercy. He's taken us from the problem to the answer. And now that we're busy with those good things, our lives, we are a greater influence for the Holy Spirit to convict and make the people think around us. Because at one time we were in the wrong camp. We showed that there's a devil and we showed that there's wrong things. But now we show and we reveal the better things, which is showing that there's a great king, that there's something so much bigger to take hold of and enter into. Because, I mean, if the devil is so big and wrong and sin is so terrible and there's no way out, well, how did we get out? So we're showing there is a way out, and we are therefore lights to help the people that are still in the deception, in the darkness, in the lies, busy with an enemy that has already been defeated. We're showing we got the victory, and the victory, and we encourage them as well. Hey, it's also for you, but also for you, sister. Come out of the darkness into the light. When we were a child, we acted like that. We thought like that. But now we become mature, and we are finished with that nonsense, and we are too busy with the good to do the bad. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.